This is Sherry Jones interviewing Reverend Penny Ford at the Wesley Foundation in Jacksonville, Alabama, on October the 13th, 1995, and the subject of this interview is Women in Ministry, and this is the second side of the tape. The women ministers in this conference, are they a unified and supportive group?
The women of this conference are a very supportive group. We meet quarterly to talk about what's going on in our local churches, our ministry settings, to support each other, to encourage each other. But we are also a very diverse group. We are diverse in age. We are diverse in ethnic background. We are diverse theologically. We are diverse in terms of where we serve and the ways that we serve. So, you know, we're not all the same. We're very different, but we are very supportive of each other because we do have one thing in common, and that is we are all women in ministry.
I know with my experience with pastors, they're always trying to fix you up with somebody, get you up on blind dates, or get you married off. Do you think this is more true with women, that they want you to have a husband?
That pastors are being set up or trying to set up other people?
Being set up.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of church people really want their pastor to, you know, to be married or whatever, and a lot of people love to play matchmaker. I don't know if that's more true for women than it is for men. I think regardless, if you are a single pastor in a local church setting or near a local church setting, people will try to set you up with the person they think is ideal for their pastor to go out with.
Are you allowed to date people in the church? Does the church allow this?
The church doesn't have any specific rules that govern the dating life of single pastors. However, most ministers would agree that it would not be ethical to date a person in your local congregation. You can't date someone and be their pastor at the same time. So those of us who are single, if we do date, we usually date outside of our ministry setting.
Do you think your job is difficult to have a family because of the moving around and sometimes the instability?
Again, it's difficult for me to say because I'm not married and I don't have children. I know that it can be very difficult for families, especially when the spouse of a minister has a job that they feel called to do, a job that requires that they be located in a certain place or in a certain type of community to do. I know that it can be hard on children to move around and to go from school to school. It's not unlike children who move with families in the military or follow their parents as they get transferred to different work sites. I imagine that it can be difficult. I don't really know firsthand.
What is the conference's policy on maternity leave?
I have no idea what the conference's policy is on maternity leave. I feel fairly certain that new parents, both male or female, could take some kind of family leave for a period of time and be assured that they could return to their present appointments.
Who do you see as the important women leadership in the church right now?
In the conference or in the United States?
Both.
There are women on the national level that are very prominent and that are making a difference. Women like Bishop Leontine Kelly or Bishop Marianne Swenson. But I think that the most dramatic steps are being made locally by women, ordained women or lay women, who are making a difference in their own local church or in their own local settings. I think of women like Kelly Clem, who's in a small church in rural Alabama, or I think about Barbara Harper and her appointment as the first woman DS in Alabama, or I think about countless other women who may not be getting national exposure, or who may not be have the most prominent positions in the United Methodist Church, but lay women and ordained women who are serving as pastors, as leaders of the United Methodist Women, as missionaries, as lay preachers and lay leaders. I think those are the women that are really going to be making a difference.
Do you see women as the backbone of the congregation in the church? Are women still seeing that line?
I think of men and women as co-leaders together. I don't think either one is the backbone. I think it takes both men and women working together to be the church and to allow the church to become what it can be.
Traditionally, across history, as women move into a field and the field opens up to them and it becomes more and more women, the prestige and salary goes down. Do you see that happening in ministry?
It would be difficult for me to chart that because I think the prestige or the respect or whatever that was once afforded to pastors is kind of on the decline. I don't really think that has anything to do with women going into the ministry. I think it just has to do with a culture that's changing and with values and priorities that are being shifted in American culture. Eventually, though, there will be women in every profession and in every occupation, and women will be working alongside with men in all of those professions. And then I don't think the prestige or the power will have anything to do with gender or how many men or women are in a particular profession.
Where do you place yourself within the context of feminist theology?
I think there's a movement now to redefine what feminist theology is and what feminism is, even. I'm considered the third wave of women ministers in the United Methodist Church. There are a lot of opportunities that I have that the first generation of women ministers never had and never could have seen. You and I have grown up in a generation where we were taught from the very beginning, at least in the books, that men and women are equal, that we do deserve equal pay, that we are equal in terms of our intellectual capacity and in terms of our ability to do a job well. And that's the first generation of women in America who have grown up with those assumptions already in some way embedded into ourselves. I know that a lot of women my age are very hesitant to even claim the word feminist. At one point in history, feminists or feminism really centered around equal educational opportunities, equal pay, and equality among men and women. And a lot of younger women see the feminist movement as having somewhat abandoned those priorities and have reshifted the focus to be more of a search for the inner child, or to be more of a search for self-awareness or self-understanding. A lot of feminism is seen as anti-male as opposed to pro-women. So I think a lot of us that are younger are having to reevaluate our perspective and our opinion on feminism. I think that all of us are still feminist in the sense that we all still want and work for economic justice, for equal educational opportunities, for adequate health care coverage for ourselves and our families and men and women. But I think that we go about it in a very different way.